through 3. And shall we begin? Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. I was preparing for the sermon this week, and I'm going to preach on the subject this morning on milk. I never realized how far I was going to get into this when I was going to do this, and I don't know how it's going to turn out. I don't know which way I'm going to go. I've got more here than I can use in 3 hours. So I'm not saying it's going to be 3 hours, but it'll be close to blank. I didn't think it's going to be a difficult sermon as I was preparing it. But from memory, the things that I had read or heard came back to me as I was reading things that were just unmistakably, scientifically correct and proven by facts. So I am going to shock people this morning. I am sure I'm going to disappoint people this morning. I am sure for those who may feel obliged to change some things in their lives, I'm about to upset the apple cart this morning in ways I had no way, in ways I had no idea I would. So just bear with me. You pray for me as I preach and as I read this morning, amen? But I'm going to talk to you this morning. I'm going to preach on this subject, milk. Milk. Dear God, thank you again for loving us. Lord, please bless. Dear Holy Spirit of God, Lord, really, our prayer ought to be that we ought to be conformed to thy word. Lord, we want the scales to fall off our eyes. We want the truth. We want to know what thy word says. And Lord, just thank you, Lord, for the word of God, the milk of the word of God that helps us to grow. Thank you, Lord, for the folks who are here this morning, folks who have been saved for years, and folks who have just been saved within the last week or two. I pray that you bless every single individual. Lord, thank you for the AC. Thank you for the fellowship together. Thank you for the good singing. Now, dear God, please help us to concentrate on thy word this morning and the truth of the subject, please. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You may be seated. 1 Peter chapter number 2, wherefore laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. For you folks that just gotten saved in the last week, last month, last 6 months, maybe you're not saved and you're just here and you've been coming for a while. I don't know your heart, but God knows your heart. I can tell you this much. The most important thing you'll ever do is read the Word of God as if it's milk. And if you've heard or read anything about even the commercials on drinking milk, you've heard how good milk is for you. You've heard all the nutrients it has in it. You heard how it's good for the body. The truth is, milk is very, not just good for you, it's needful for you. It's necessary. And even doctors have, and I'm gonna quote a lot this morning. I don't know if you heard too much about water last week, but we're going to hear a lot about milk this morning, amen? Doctors tell you that the most important thing every person has or needs will be milk. When a person comes to Christ and he gets saved, it's almost an automatic transition if you're sincerely seeking Jesus Christ, as verse number 1 says, to lay aside all malice. If you have an anger problem, you have a problem, amen? If you can't control your anger at inanimate objects, you have a personal problem, amen? I mean, why get mad at something, amen? Unless you're preaching, amen, then you ought to get mad, amen. But when you come to Christ, you ought to put away your anger, your malice, your guile, hypocrisies, envies, and all evil speakings. And it's almost a natural transition when a person goes from the natural to the spiritual. I don't know don't know about you, but I got rid of my rock and roll albums when I got saved, amen. I had every single one of Elton John's. We thought he may have been a queer back then, but now we don't even know if he's asexual, bisexual. We don't even know. He's everything, I guess, now. But I got rid of the Beatles I had. I had Elvis. I had and all the. I had Cat Stevens. You name it all, man. I had them all stacked this high off the floor, man. And back then, they were about $10, $12 a pop, amen. You know what I did when I got saved? Without hearing one sermon on rock and roll, got rid of it, amen. I'll tell you why. Because I started drinking milk from the Word of God. And I didn't need the poison of the world anymore. And so the most important thing I can tell you is if when you trust Jesus Christ to be your Savior, start reading the Bible, amen. Start reading the Bible. You'll think, say, well, man, I'm going to miss all that. No, 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 no. God comes to interrupt your life. Do you know that? Do you know God wants to interrupt your life? Has your life been interrupted? Amen. I never dreamed I'd be preaching the gospel, amen. I never dreamed I'd be a pastor when you looked at me 35 years ago, amen. If you asked me 35 years ago, I'd be preaching an old-fashioned independent Baptist church, I'd laugh at you, and I would have used some choice words, amen, that I still try not to use, amen. But what I'm saying is, I've changed. Or maybe I should say God's changed me. And I'll tell you why. Because of the diet now that I'm partaking of. The milk of the Word of God is the most important thing that you will have, ladies and gentlemen, to grow as a Christian. Now, the truth of the matter is, when you're saved, just like you're born as a baby, you're born as an infant, a babe in Christ when you're born again. I was 21 years old when I got saved, but in God's eyes, I was just a babe. I don't care if you're 30 years old or 50 years old or 70 years old, when you get saved, you're a babe. And everybody, regardless of their physical age, must partake of the spiritual milk of the Word of God. If you want to grow. Let me just say this, I'll say this later on, I won't have time this morning. But in order for you to digest meat properly, then you must have milk first. In order to digest properly later on, physically and spiritually, you have to have milk first. It's very interesting here because in 1 Peter chapter 2, the Bible says in verse 2, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. So, God doesn't put words in the Bible by accident. They're there on purpose. This morning, I'm going to talk to you about sincere milk or insincere milk that you're drinking. There's nothing wrong with milk. As a matter of fact, it's necessary. It is needful for you to grow. But I'm afraid 95% of people today are drinking wrong milk, physically. I'm also persuaded, convinced, that God's people, those who claim to be born again, those who claim to be saved, are drinking insincere milk, as you're about to learn this morning. I pray to God that this will not be boring. I pray to God that I won't lose you. Oh, we didn't separate for junior church, did we? Amen. Once you leave, while I'm preaching, amen. If you want to go to junior church, go. I forgot to separate everybody, amen. We'll separate the sheep from the goats, amen. If you want to go to junior church, go ahead while I'm reading this. Take your Bible, please, and turn with me to Exodus, please. Exodus 32. Exodus 32. While they're leaving, Exodus 32. I'm getting old, that's all. Now you think, how in the world can you offend people on the subject of milk? So how in the world can people be upset when you're preaching on milk? You won't have to ask that question when I'm done in about 2.5 hours. Exodus chapter number 32, verse number 1. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron, and said unto him, this is the assistant pastor now. The preacher's gone. He's communing with God. He's getting along with God. And the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what has become of him. And Aaron said unto them, Break off the golden earrings. This is the first sign of people being backslidden when the men are wearing earrings. Amen. Hello? You know a society is against God when men start wearing women's clothing, amen? You may think it's fashionable now, but if a man was caught with an earring 30, 40 years ago, he'd be laughed out of town, ladies and gentlemen. That's another subject. Let's keep reading. Bring off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them unto Aaron. And received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Now, I don't know how much more blasphemous you can get when Moses, the man of God, goes up Mount Sinai, gets the Ten Commandments from God. He's communing with God, fellowshipping with God, and God's speaking to him. And while he's up there getting along with God, the assistant pastor's down there with a worldly bunch of people dancing around a golden calf, and they're saying, These are the gods that brought you out of the land of Egypt. That's what's happening in America today. That's exactly what's happening in America today. What you have in America today is revisionist history amongst God's people. I want to remind you that from 1611 to 1901, Americans only knew one version of the Bible. That was the King James Bible. That is sincere milk. And for the last 100 years or so now, we have been polluted spiritually, just like we have been polluted physically with false milk or insincere milk. It bothers me when a pastor says, well, I read the King James, but I study from other versions. Or I use the King James from the pulpit, but I study using other versions so I can get a better understanding. You're going to find out this morning that is akin to people thinking that the milk that you buy today in a grocery store is the same kind of milk that people drank 100 years ago, and there's nothing wrong with the milk that you're drinking today, and you're going to be shocked this morning. Don't get mad at me. I'm just reading it. Get mad at the doctors who did these studies. Get mad at the facts that I'm going to show you this morning about how detrimental the milk that most of you are drinking is not good for you. See, sincere milk is milk when the mother nurses her baby. Sincere milk is when a mother nurses a child and that child first receives colostrum. And then after the colostrum is done, then the milk starts flowing, and that baby gets all its nutrients that it needs only from the mother's milk. God engineered it that way, ladies and gentlemen. God intended it for that way. I hope we're ready this morning. I hope this will not be boring. In medieval England, parents tied rabbit's feet around their babies' necks to ward off illness. Doctors used to spit on wounds because they thought that saliva had healing properties. In 2013, now we know better. They say that George Washington probably died because of a procedure that doctors used to use called bloodletting. They thought that when he was sick, doctors cut him so that he would bleed, and they said that the bad blood would leave his body. That's what physically happened with George Washington when he died. Well, now that we're so technologically advanced, now that we have scientific proof, now that we have studies, now that we have scientific proof of what truth is, you would think that people would want to learn what truth is, even when it comes to their physical body. I'm here to tell you this morning, don't get mad at me, that most of our ailments have come because we're drinking and eating the wrong stuff. And you've just been used to it, and you've seen all these commercials that, you know, drink this glass of milk, and you think it's got so much calcium, so much protein, and so good for your body, and so good for your bones. Drink this. This is good for you. Yeah. When you have listened to that and watched that for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, 80 years, you tend to believe it. Now, some of these are old, some of these are new, but in 2001, the average American child consumed 104 quarts of cow's milk. Many scientific studies have shown an assortment of detrimental health effects directly linked to milk consumption. The most surprising link is that not only do we barely absorb the calcium in cow's milk, especially if it's pasteurized, but to make matters worse, it actually increases calcium loss from the bones. Milk acidifies the body pH, which in turn triggers a biological correction. Calcium is an excellent acid neutralizer, and the biggest storage of calcium in the body is in the bones. So the very same calcium that our bones need to stay strong is taken out of our bones to neutralize the acidifying effect of milk. Once calcium is pulled out of the bones, it leaves the body through the urine, so that the surprising net result after this is an actual calcium deficit. They took studies, and I'm about to read it, that the people with the best bone structure as far as having more calcium are the countries that don't drink cow's milk. Usually in poor third world countries. Milk is only drunk in nations that are very rich and wealthy because it's the fat and cream of the land. What we fail to realize is Satan is an ox. He is a complete anti-Christ. And so the very image of Jesus, Satan is a complete opposite, the mirror image of it. Jesus is an ox. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. A yoke is for an ox, and an ox is a worker. But I'll remind you, there's a false ox. There's an anti-ox. And you should not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn. There are right religious workers and there are false religious workers. There's a sincere milk and there's insincere milk. And they've taken studies that even children that don't have cow's milk, that do not drink cow's milk, when a mother drinks cow's milk, the hormones and all the stuff, the poisonous stuff they put in milk, comes through the mother's breast and gets into the baby through nursing. Just like a pastor who does not believe the King James Bible is the Word of God. You listen to me really good. Who tells you that I'm reading from the King James Bible, but back in his study and back in his office, he's reading a New American Standard Version, he's reading an NIV, he's reading all these polluted perversions, and what you're getting, ladies and gentlemen, is polluted milk, insincere milk, and that's why all of America just about is an immature, non-growing, fat, lazy people. Statistics show that the countries with the lowest consumption of dairy products also have the lowest fracture incidence in their population. But your doctors and the people being paid off by the pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know how to stay healthy and how to get healthy. They want you addicted to those pills that they're prescribing to you so they can make extra money. They want to have money through their surgeries and their hospitalizations of you so they can drive their BMWs and their Mercedes and live in nice houses. They don't want you to stay healthy. They don't want you to be healthy. Nobody can dispute that cow's milk is an excellent food source for calves. Weighing around 100 pounds at birth, listen to me good. This is why so many people are overweight today. Listen to me good. If I had to pinpoint one area, it'd be this. Weighing around 100 pounds at birth, a calf typically gains approximately 8 times its weight by the time it is weaned. But unlike people, once cows are weaned, they never drink milk again. There is no reason why you drink milk after you're weaned, except you've been fooled to drink it.
Right.
Yeah. Do you know how cows get milk? From drinking water. Remember last week? The water of the Word of God brings forth milk. The same truth applies to every single mammal on planet Earth. You know what a mammal is? Somebody who has like duck forms in their mammillaries and they breastfeed their young. They nurse their young. Well, people are like that in the sense that they nurse their young. But yet people are the only ones on planet Earth that still drink milk after they've weaned. And we don't realize how detrimental it's been to us. Cow's milk contains an average 3 times the amount of protein than human milk, which creates metabolic disturbances in humans, in people, that have detrimental bone health consequences. Mother's milk is excellent nourishment for babies, for human babies, but its composition is very different from cow's milk. Drinking milk from a young age does not protect against future fracture risk, but actually increases it. A 12-year-long Harvard Nurses' Health study found that those who consumed the most calcium from dairy foods broke more bones than those who rarely drank milk. Based on 77,761 women aged 34 through 59 years of age. So when you hear about calcium in the milk is good for you, for your bones, actually it's a complete opposite, ladies and gentlemen. But it's hard to forget the image of some very young, healthy man or woman smiling and having a mustache milk and say, boy, this is good for you. You can't get past that because the facts speak otherwise. All right, for instance, nobody knew 100, 200 years ago that smoking was bad for you. Statistically or scientifically, or that you can prove it. But if you go ahead and smoke today, you got a problem. If you know today what smoking does to your body and what it does to your lungs, and you continue to do that, you got bigger problems than I can address this morning. If you come to the realization that you know how dangerous it is for you and you keep smoking, you got bigger problems. You got a big addiction. Milk has a positive potential renal acid load, which triggers a protective biological reaction to neutralize all the damaging acidic protein before it reaches the kidneys. The body is designed for survival, so it sacrifices bone density to protect the kidneys and urinary tract because the latter are essential to survival. And the most readily available source of acid neutralizer is in the bones. So even though milk contains calcium, it ends up sapping your bones of that crucial mineral. Today's milk, pasteurized milk, is processed food. Until the end of the 19th century in Europe and the beginning of the 20th century in the United States, milk was consumed unpasteurized or raw. Later on, homogenization became the industry standard. These processes further alter milk's chemistry and actually increase its detrimental acidifying effects. I'm going to tell you why your children get sick a lot. Without charging you, what the doctor charges you. Nowadays, milking cows are given antibiotics, and most are also injected with a genetically engineered form of bovine growth hormone, BRBGH. synthetic hormone used to artificially increase milk production. This hormone also increases blood levels of the insulin growth factor, IGF-1, in those who drink it. And higher levels of IGF-1 are linked to several cancers. You wonder why our society, America, is so overweight and obese? They are reaping the milk that we are getting from insincere milk for the last 10, 20, 30 years, and they become, you know, growing up in a Greek family, if a kid wasn't fat when he was one or two, he wasn't healthy, you know? If you look at my baby pictures, I'm like a little pumpkin. I sit there, you know, I had creases in my skin like that, you know? That's how Greeks thought all the time. The baby's got to be fat, but it's not good for your health. It's not good for your health. It's not good for your heart. Monsanto's hormonal milk poses serious risks of breast cancer besides other cancers. Milk cows are given growth hormones to increase their milk production and antibiotics to decrease infections. These materials become contaminants in the milk and on the human body, ladies and gentlemen. So, got milk? No, thank you. Cows fed exclusively grass will themselves be healthier and produce healthier milk. Pasteurization is the process of heating milk at a very high temperature to destroy bacteria. This exposure to high heat damages the natural structures of the proteins in milk, making them harder to digest. You think milk is good for you, at least today's milk. Most of the human beings that live on planet Earth today do not drink or use cow's milk. Only rich, overweight, fat nations do. When you hear milk is good for your body, or you've got to have milk, or where are you going to get your calcium from? You get it from the same place that the cow gets it, from eating green vegetables, ladies and gentlemen. And other foods. And by the way, just a disclaimer again, I'm not pushing vegetarianism. You know the Bible says it's a doctrine of the devil. I eat meat too. Don't misunderstand me. I eat beef. But when you start eating that stuff every single day, you got a problem. Because it's not good for you every day. I purposely eat meat once every week on a Friday. If I'm not fasting, I'm eating meat on Friday. Just because I could never have meat growing up, amen. I had to have fish on Friday, amen. But I eat meat. But when you start eating it every single day, you better pay attention to what I'm saying this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Only human beings, only people, and particularly Caucasian people, continue to drink milk beyond babyhood. Milk is a maternal lactating secretion, a short-term nutrient for newborns. Nothing more, nothing less. The milk of every species of mammal is unique and specifically tailored to the requirements of that animal. For example, cow's milk is for calves. Pig milk is for pigs. And you can know a rat's milk is for rats. Mother's milk has 6 to 10 times as much of the essential fatty acids, especially linoleic acid. Human newborns specifically need critical material for their brains, spinal cord, and nerves. But when you give cow's milk formula to your child, you know what you do? A calf is not given milk for the brain. But a person is supposed to have mother's milk for the development of the spinal cord and the brain. A cow gives cow's milk to its calf so it can grow big and strong like that. And that's why people look that way too today. And almost no brains today. People today for the last 20, 30, 40 years, you look at them. They're overweight, they're like bulls, they're like cows. And almost no sense today. You look at, and suddenly they look at you like a cow sometimes.
Oh. Oh.
Everybody's like in a deep sleep, just like a cow. You gotta hit a cow with a 2x4 over its head just to get its attention. It ain't moving, just like people. If you don't believe that, you've never driven in a car and drove downtown Troy and had people take 2 hours across the street in front of you.
Yes, sir.
They walk like a cow. So when you drink the milk of a cow that was specifically made for a cow, I guess what? You're drinking insincere milk, and you're forming yourself and likening yourself to the father of lies, ladies and gentlemen, who's an ox. He was the anointed cherub, by the way. And that's why all the Satanists, they have an ox head. Are you paying attention to me this morning? And the first thing those people of God did when Moses was up on the mount, they formed the cow, a calf, and they worshipped it. You think there's any connection to the cowboy in American history? And how we've worshipped the cowboy? Huh? You think there's any connection there? You think there's any connection with women getting on their high heels and walking like a bunch of calves? Like heifers? You don't think there's any correlation there, do you? Study published in Lancet during 1992. A group of British workers randomly placed premature infants into two groups. One group received a proper formula. The other group received human breast milk. Both fluids were given by stomach tube. These children were followed up for over 10 years. In intelligence testing, the human milk children averaged 10 IQ points higher. You want your kid to be dumb? Give them formula, give them cow's milk. Don't worry about it. You don't even know where that milk came from. You just buy it from the store. It says pasteurized in there from Price Chopper. You get it from Hannaford's, and you just drink. It's good. It's good for you because you've been watching the television too long, amen? And you think it's good for you. 50 years ago, an average cow produced 2,000 pounds of milk every year. Today, top producers give 50,000 pounds. What happened? Did the cows change all of a sudden in the last 50 years? No, when you give them hormones, because all the concern is about their bottom line price, how much money they can make, they don't care if it's good for you or your children. They want the cows to get big and fat and just produce milk and produce milk. They don't care what kind of germs are in there. They don't care what kind of biotics are in there. They don't care what kind of hormones are in there. They're concerned about their bottom line, how much money they can make off of sacks who don't know what's going on. It's like God's people. You don't understand why the King James Bible is the Word of God. You know why? Because you've been drinking insincere milk of the NIV. Insincere milk. Poison. Hormonal milk that makes people spiritually fat but don't do anything for God. They don't preach on street corners. They don't go soul winning. They don't have no standards. You've been drinking the wrong milk, and that's why you can't grow. So how's a cow from 50 years ago producing 2,000 pounds of milk to today producing 50,000 pounds of milk? Drugs, antibiotics, hormones, force feeding plans, specialized breeding, bovine growth hormone, BGH. This genetically engineered drug is supposed to stimulate milk production. Other countries have banned BGH because of safety concerns, but not America, because we're too infatuated with the cow, just like Aaron and his followers were. One of the problems with adding molecules to a milk cow's body is that the molecules usually come out in the milk. Any lactating mammal excretes toxins through her milk. This includes antibiotics, pesticides. By the way, when even a cow, pasteurized or not, when it's eating grass that's been sprayed with pesticides, comes out in the milk. Then you buy it in the store shelf. It excretes toxins through the milk that includes antibiotics, pesticides, chemicals, and hormones. Also, this will be good, all cow's milk contains blood. Hey, Christian, do you know anything about in the Bible that says you shouldn't have any blood? I said all cow's milk contains blood. So you know what you're doing? You're drinking blood. You can't see it because it's 99.9% white milk and it looks good to you, doesn't it? Because you're just concerned about the visual effect. You're just concerned superficially. And you drink it, it tastes good. I'm not kidding you, it tastes good. But you're drinking blood. Just trying to help you this morning. I know sort of a shockwave this morning. I understand that. I know. But all the countries have banned BGH because of safety concerns, but not America. And that's why we have the obesity problem in America that a lot of other countries don't have. The USDA allows milk to contain from 1 to 1.5 million white blood cells per milliliter. They've allowed that because there's still blood in white milk. Authorities test for only 4 of the 82 drugs in dairy cows. 38% of milk samples in 10 cities were contaminated with sulfa drugs and other antibiotics. This is from the Center of Science in the Public Interest and the Wall Street Journal, December 29, 1989. A similar study in Washington, D.C. found a 20% contamination rate. When the FDA tested milk, they found few problems. However, they used very lax standards. When they used the same criteria, the FDA data showed 51% of the milk samples showed drug traces. But it doesn't matter as long as it tastes good. Oh, you know what? This NIV is easier to read. My friend says it's better for me. The advertisement said it's easier to understand. A huge study showed that human breast milk in over 14,000 women had contamination by pesticides. Human breast milk. Because the mother drank the milk that passed it on to her child. A committee on nutrition of the American Academy of Pediatrics 1983, they were unable to provide any cogent reason why bovine milk, cow's milk, should be used before the first birthday, yet they continue to recommend its use. Not one good reason, but they're being bought off. Acute gastrointestinal blood loss in infants, the lack of iron, recurrent abdominal pain, milk-borne infections, and contaminants. You better be thankful I'm skipping a whole bunch of here. Bovine leukemia virus is found in more than 3 of 5 dairy cows in the United States. About 80% of dairy herds. Got milk? I got the sincere milk of the Word of God right here, ladies and gentlemen, right there. That's what I got. That's what I read on a daily basis. I want to grow. I don't want to get fat, I want to grow, so I can grow and do something for God. One or two things are happening. You're either not reading the Word of God, or you're reading something else. And you're not reading the Word of God because you know by reading the Word of God, it's going to have an impact on your life, it's going to change you. You can't have it both ways, it's going to change you. So you stop reading the Word of God because you know it's going to change you. In Norway, 1,422 individuals were followed for 11.5 years. Those drinking 2 or more glasses of milk per day had 3.5 times the incidence of cancer of the lymphatic organs. British Medical Journal, March 1990. Got milk? Keep drinking it. Men who reported drinking 3 or more glasses of whole milk daily had a relative risk of 2.49 compared with men who reported never drinking whole milk. The weight of the evidence appears to favor the hypothesis that animal fat is related to increased risk of prostate cancer. Prostate cancer is now the most common cancer diagnosed in U.S. men and is the second leading cause of cancer mortality. Got milk? The Bantus tribe of South Africa have a 12% protein diet, mostly plant protein, and only 200 to 350 milligrams a day of calcium, about half the woman's intake. But the women have virtually no osteoporosis, despite bearing six or more children and nursing them for prolonged periods. But Americans are full of osteoporosis. You know why? Because we've been drinking milk for the last 50 to 100 years. Only humans, only people living an affluent lifestyle have rampant osteoporosis. Welcome to America, ladies and gentlemen. What's lactose? Lactose is the principal carbohydrate of milk. It seems that nature provides newborns with the enzymic equipment to metabolize lactose. But this ability often extinguishes by age 4 or 5. God gives us the ability to metabolize lactose for a few years and then shuts off the mechanism after that. But we keep drinking milk only because we think it's good for us. Have you ever seen a fat squirrel? Black people are up to 90% lactose intolerant as adults. Caucasians are 20 to 40% lactose intolerant. Orientals are midway between both groups. Most American Indians cannot tolerate milk. I agree that genetics plays a lot with this. Don't misunderstand me. I understand that. But when the evidence is so overwhelming, ladies and gentlemen, most of the health problems that we have, listen to me good, most, I believe, can be traced back to drinking too much milk when we had no business drinking, the insincere milk. What's wrong with drinking water or juice? The powerful growth hormone is insulin-like growth factor, or IGF-I. It survives digestion, has been identified as the key factor in breast cancer's growth. Quote after quote after quote, allergies, you name it, fat, ear infections. Cow's milk allergy is associated with recurrent otitis media, that's ear infection, during childhood. Breastfeeding protects U.S. infants against the development of diarrhea and ear infection. But because women want to have a career and make more money, just ship your kid off with a bottle of formula to the daycare center and let them feed that stuff, cow's milk, and let them get fat so you can make some extra money. Greenland Eskimos, who have a very low incidence of ischemic heart disease, have a high fat, high protein, and very low intake of milk. Milk and milk products gave the highest correlation coefficient to heart disease, while sugar was second. They said heart disease is America's number one killer, and milk products gave the highest correlation to heart disease. Oh, and sugar was the second. Each hormone regulates one or more of the thousands of metabolic processes occurring every second inside the human body. Hormones are chemical messengers. For example, the adrenaline is a hormone. When danger occurs, the flight response of the adrenal glands, they're above the kidneys, secrete small amounts of adrenaline, epinephrine, into the bloodstream. And all of us have had like an adrenaline surge once in a while because, you know, you've heard people picking up a car with on somebody to get an adrenaline surge. It's an automatic response of the body. Estrogen and progesterone are hormones of women. It's a female behavior. It's influenced by the internal secretions of the steroids. The male equivalent is testosterone. Various hormones have various roles. Prolactin is responsible for regulating milk production, while insulin regulates blood sugars. There exists a separate group of hormones that regulate growth. These protein hormones, made up of amino acids, instruct cells to grow. The first one of these to be discovered was appropriately named human growth hormone, or human somatropin, if I pronounce that right. Dogs have canine somatropin. Pigs have porcine somatotropin, and cows have bovine somatotropin. Human growth hormones was discovered just before World War II. It was so named because of what it did. It promoted cellular proliferation and growth. Two decades after GH, growth hormones, was discovered, an even more powerful growth factor was found. Insulin-like growth factor. It received its name because its structure resembled insulin. However, its function is nothing like insulin. It makes you grow fat. Human growth hormone differs from chimpanzee growth hormone, and dog growth hormone differs from other growth hormones, and pig growth hormones differ from other non-pig hormones, and cow growth hormones differ from all other kind of growth hormones. But the hormones work because they make you grow. They say that milk is good for your wrinkles, for your face, and can give you an extra burst of energy. Well, you might very well be lighting the fuse for your future cancer diagnosis, because it helps the cancer cells to spread. Every cancer begins with one cell. That cell doubles on average every 90 days. Every 3 months, it is two cells. Every 6 months, four. After 1 year, the cancer is 16 cells in size. After 20 cycles or doublings, that cancer will grow to 1 million cells, which is the tiniest lump a woman can feel in her breast. It can be between 8 and 12 years for a cancer to be clinically diagnosed. Somewhere along that timeline, the cancer stops growing, usually suppressed by the immune system's tight genetic control. Unless you infuse it with some genetically modified hormone that makes you grow, that you're not supposed to have. Lactose is a milk sugar and made up of two other sugars, glucose and galactose. It contains casein, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly, C-A-S-E-I-N, casein, where they make glue out of. And that casein in the lactose from the milk's cow lines your intestines like glue, and so that you do not receive the nutrients through your intestines like you should, like God engineered you to. It's like a glue casing, a plastic casing along your intestinal walls, and you become, and your bones get weaker as a result of it. Of course, God does say some things in the Bible concerning goat's milk and sheep's milk, but that was way long before anything was pasteurized. God said that he's going to lead the Israelites to a land flowing with milk and honey. And the promised land does flow with milk and honey. America's flowed with milk and honey. But the same milk and honey now has become our detriment and our curse, ladies and gentlemen, that was a blessing. Because, I mean, I love ice cream. Don't misunderstand me. But what we once used to have only once a month, or once every 3 months, as a delight or as a treat, now we have every single day. And you just drink that cow's milk like it's nothing. First Corinthians chapter number 3, please. First Corinthians chapter number 3. Most people are drinking spiritually anemic, insincere milk, and that's why people who do not drink the milk of the Word of God of the King James Bible don't do anything for God. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse number 1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. That's why people can't take the Word of God anymore. America can't take loud preaching, hard preaching, strict preaching, standards. You know why? They're not even drinking the honest, sincere milk of the Word of God so they can grow. They're drinking from the NIV. They're drinking from the RV. They're drinking from the NASV. They're drinking from the ASV. They're drinking from the Watchtower. They're drinking from the Douay. They're drinking from every other pool of milk that has hormones in it and poison in it and pesticides in it. When this is the book that made our country wholesome and pure, that turned it from paganistic rituals and worshiping of pagan gods when they got here. Chapter number 9, 1 Corinthians chapter number 9. My suggestion is you start reading the Word of God. And when I say the Word of God, I mean the King James Bible. Yeah. If you can't read it, get on tape, get on CD, get on something, cassette. You listen to it. You read it. And you'll be surprised if you read it with a sincere heart and reading the sincere milk of the Word, you will grow thereby, ladies and gentlemen. 1 Corinthians chapter number 9, verse number 7. Who goeth to warfare any time at his own charges? Who planteth a vineyard and eateth not of the fruit thereof? Or who feedeth a flock and eateth not of the milk of the flock? Nothing wrong with milk. Nothing wrong. I mean, there is something wrong all the time with pasteurized milk and the hormones that they put it into. But if you get a organic cow and you get unpasteurized milk from that cow, you can make yourself some good cheese. Amen. And once in a while, you can make yourself some good ice cream, amen? And I'm not saying it's good for you. The more you stay away from it, the better your health will be, ladies and gentlemen. Hebrews chapter number 5. Hebrews chapter number 5. God told them in Exodus 3, verse number 8, that the land is going to be flowing with milk and honey. God said in Exodus 3:17, the land that flows with milk and honey. In Exodus 13:5, in Exodus 33:3, he told them about a land flowing with milk and honey. They were looking forward to it coming out of Egypt. He said in Leviticus 20, verse 24, Numbers 13:27, Numbers 14:8, Numbers 16:13-14, a land flowing with milk and honey. In Deuteronomy 6, verse 3, chapter 11, verse 9, chapter 26, verses 9 and 15, chapter 27, verse 3, chapter 31, verse 20, a land flowing with milk and honey. Thank God for the land that flows with milk and honey, amen. But I remind you, cow's milk is for calves. Pig's milk is for pigs. Mother's milk of a human being are for newborn babes. Hebrews chapter number 5, verse 12. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, people in this church and all across the country ought to be teaching the Word of God to others, but we're still stunted in our growth. Ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. Don't you have teeth? You have physical teeth. That means you can eat physical meat. There ought to come a time you ought to grow up, and you ought to be drinking enough of this milk where it turns into the meat, ladies and gentlemen. You ought to devour it and digest it and eat it. Verse 13, for everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. You can't have meat unless you have milk first. So my suggestion is start reading the word of God and get some milk. Read the book of Psalms. Yeah. Read the Gospel of John. Read 1 John. Verse 14, but strong meat belongeth to them that are full age. Those are adults. Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Let's close with Lamentations chapter number 4, please. Lamentations chapter number 4. Milk. Here's the danger now. Cow's milk is the most closely aligned milk with people than any other creature that God has made. And because of that, people just assume that after a child is weaned from the mother's milk, that they can automatically drink cow's milk. I would not have had a big problem if we were alive 100 years ago before pasteurization was around. And I wouldn't have had a big problem if I was around 100 years ago when they didn't have pesticides spraying the grass where the cows were eating. And I didn't even get to the part where they have genetically modified corn that they're feeding cows just for the purpose of getting the cows fat for the production line to sell them on the market. Again, if you got a cow or a sheep or a goat, I prefer a goat. If you got goat's milk, the Bible says in Proverbs, goat's milk is for your milk, amen, for your food. But in today's age that we live in, and the times that we live in, for us not to know the dangers that are inherent in pasteurized, hormone-laden, genetically modified milk, to drink it like that and then give it to your children, you're going to have to answer to God for that. You do what you want. You do what you want. You know, people used to make fun of Lester Roloff 30, 40 years ago. Brother Roloff knew exactly what he was talking about when it came to our health. But too many fundamental preachers, overweight gluttons, by the way, used to be good, criticized him and laughed at him and mocked at him. Lamentations. Check number 4. How is the goal become dim? Liken this to America. I know chapter number 4 deals with Israel as a nation, but in your mind, since you're an American, you live in America, I want you to correlate this with America and how the downfall of Israel is likened to the, or how the downfall of America is closely resembling to the downfall of Israel, ladies and gentlemen. How is the goal become dim? How is the most fine gold changed? The stones of the sanctuary are poured out in the top of every street. The precious sons of Zion, comparable to fine gold, how are they esteemed as earthen pitchers, the work of the hands of the potter? Even the sea monsters draw out the breasts. They give suck to their young ones. The daughter of my people has become cruel, like the ostriches in the wilderness. The tongue of the sucking child cleaveth to the roof of his mouth for thirst. The young children ask bread, and no man breaketh it unto them. They that did feed delicately are desolate in the streets. They that were brought up in scarlet embrace dunghills. That's interesting, isn't it? For the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom. You know why? Because we ought to know better. To him who's given, much more shall be required, the Bible says. To him who much is given, much shall be required. Greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom, that was overthrown as in a moment, and no hand stayed on her. Watch this. Her Nazarites were purer than snow. They were whiter than milk. Not cow's milk, by the way. Mother's milk. When you read milk, you think cow's milk. No, you read the milk in the Bible, ladies and gentlemen, 99% of the times, it's a mother's milk. And that mother's milk was pure than pure. And that's what God likens his word to. Like the milk that we get from God, that our nursing heavenly Father gives us pure milk. But now we laugh and mock and scoff at the old-time preachers. Too strict, too narrow, too judgmental, too loud, too overbearing. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. You'd rather drink the artificial milk that has hormones in it and an NIV that are sapping the calcium out of your bones that break your bones and become brittle. You know what you need? The milk of the Word of God. What's the milk of the Word of God? Salvation. Salvation. Do you have salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know the love of God that passeth all understanding, the peace of God? Do you have the joy of knowing that your name is written in heaven? Can you remember a time if you asked Jesus Christ to save your soul? You know, I'm thankful. I am thankful. I've been saved for 35 years. But like a child of God, I can still drink of the milk of the Word of God. Amen. I love meat, but I can still drink some more wholesome, pure milk from the Word of God. I'm thankful that even as a child of God, 35 years in the faith, I still can enjoy a good bottle of milk from the Word of God. Not cow's milk, but pure milk, sincere milk. If you have a problem fighting an addiction, it's because you're not drinking the sincere milk of the Word of God. I had addictions just like you have addictions. And no government program, no counselor is going to be able to take that addiction away until you start changing your diet from the world spiritually to God spiritually. Whatever you're taking in from the world is affecting the rest of your diet physically. Whatever you take in spiritually is affecting your diet spiritually. I wonder what the programs that you're watching on television or online are. I wonder what the music that you're listening to is. I wonder what the internet stuff that you're following is. I wonder what all those things that you're reading in your books and your magazines, they affect your health, ladies and gentlemen, physically and spiritually. Evil communications corrupt good manners. I'm not here to bust anybody's bubble. But you know what? My mom stopped weaning me when I was about 3, 6, 9 months old. I don't know. I don't need any more physical milk. You do a study on what milk does to you and you will be shocked. Modern day milk. Modern day milk. You will be shocked. If you keep on taking it or serving it, have at it. It's up to you. I want sincere milk of the Word of God. I'm glad I found out 33 years ago that the King James Bible was sincere milk. And I've been drinking from this book ever since. If you want to grow thereby, drink this milk right here. If you feel you're weak, you're not strong, you wish you were a stronger Christian, drink this milk right here. I can't give it to you. Preaching won't cut it. Sunday morning or Sunday night, Wednesday night won't cut it. You have to read it and drink it on your own. When you get up in the morning, before you go to bed at night, you have to drink it yourself. You remember how it was drinking that glass of milk when you were a teenager? And you thought that this was good stuff? And it may have been if you were over 100 years old, maybe. But the same way, you take this milk of the Word of God, it will give you spiritual health, and it will give you spiritual strength, and you will grow up. The problem is we're reading books about milk but not drinking the milk. We're reading authors who study insincere milk of the NIV and we're wondering why we're not grown up as an adult Christian ought to be. This is the sincere milk of the Word of God right here. I urge you to drink it, ladies and gentlemen, on a daily basis. And you'll grow. You'll grow. Let's all stand, shall we? Dear Heavenly Father, I never realized when I started this how damaging cow's milk has been to people, or at least the last 50 to 100 years. with all the genetically modified hormones and growth products and insulin, that we just flippantly drink or pass on to our children, thinking that it's good for them because everybody else does it, and the cow industry says so, and the agricultural industry says so. It'd be a shame for us, while Moses is up on the mount, for us to be dancing around a golden calf to drink milk from the NIV or the Revised Standard Version or the American Standard Version or the New American Standard Version or any other perversion while the man of God is on Mount Sinai communing with God. God's people have been drinking insincere milk. Dear God, help us to get back to the Word of God this morning. Help us to replace all these books and magazines and pamphlets about the Bible and get back to the Bible. Dear God, I want to thank you for the day that someone gave me a gospel tract and showed me from the Bible how to go to heaven. My prayer is this morning, if there's anybody who's not saved this morning, they've never trusted you as their Savior, that they would take the sincere milk of the Word of God this morning and be born again. Bless this invitation. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Whatever your need is, you come and do business with God. Christians, praying, please.
Jesus King.